All righty. Now, this morning, we're going to start really heavy, and then it's going to get lighter. It'll be a little lighter in the question and answer session, and then we're going to end on a really, helpful note for every couple, no matter where you're at. That's the 11 o'clock session, but we're going to start pretty heavy right here. I'm going to say some things that are hard to say, and there are going to be some things that will be hard for you to hear. And I hope that, I'm not bashing anybody. We're just going into sensitive territory here. And so if you will listen, I believe this will be a help to you. Maybe the best place for you to turn is Proverbs chapter 5. Excuse me, Proverbs chapter 5. There are two women in the book of Proverbs. Now, there's a couple of others. Wisdom is referred to as a woman. And every man wants to know why that is, but every woman knows why, right? And then there is, of course, the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. But there are two women who are prominent in the landscape. In the first nine chapters of Proverbs, there is a lot of foundation being laid. And then chapter 10 begins what we think of as the Proverbs, just one verse after another of wisdom found in one verse, sometimes two, but mostly just one verse. But verses 1 through 9 is laying the foundation. And in this foundation, Solomon, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, tells us about two women repeatedly. The first woman is the wife of thy youth. The second woman is somebody who keeps appearing that Solomon refers to as the strange woman. Let's look first at the wife of thy youth, Proverbs 5. 15 through 19. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. This is the wife of thy youth. Pretty ironic coming from a man who had 1,000 women. But still, still a very important word. And you know, one of the toughest things to figure out is how the man of wisdom did some of the most foolish things in the whole Bible. But understand, first and foremost, that his wisdom came from the Lord, and the wisdom that the Lord put into print is from God. So, hey, what preacher in here doesn't kill his credibility sometimes, but God's word is still God's word? The wife of thy youth. Now, the strange woman is mentioned in several different places. Chapter 2, verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Chapter 5, verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Chapter 5, verse 20. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Chapter 6, verse 24. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Chapter 7, verse 5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. And then chapter 23, verse 27, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. Who is the strange woman? Here's how I define the strange woman in Proverbs. Any woman who is not the wife of thy youth. Now, obviously, I mean, literally, I did this one time and a lady asked me afterwards, you know, what about your mom? Oh, okay. So let me modify that definition. Any woman, sir, that you could be improperly attracted to. And so with that in mind, any woman who is not the wife of your youth. Understand who the strange woman is. The strange woman comes between a man and his wife. The strange woman, don't miss this, is not necessarily one particular person. Sometimes she's just an illusion. The lie that someone, anyone besides your wife can bring you fulfillment, it's a lie. And if you are believing that lie, you have made a place in your heart for the strange woman. The strange woman is an illusion that lives in a man's heart. See, if you don't make place for the, if you refuse to make place for the illusion, there's a lot less chance that you will step into the trap when that strange woman actually is a person. Now, I hope this is making sense to you. The strange woman can manifest herself in a billboard. And by the way, she can be fully clothed. She can be decently clothed. But you think she's pretty. You like the way she's looking at you. And so every time you go down that road, you know the billboard's coming, and you just have this little thrill that she's looking at you and you're looking back at her. The women are laughing, and the men all know how stupid we are. The strange woman can manifest herself in a celebrity. She can manifest herself in a coworker. She can manifest herself in a magazine cover. She can manifest herself in pornography. But I'm not strictly talking about pornography this morning. That goes without saying. That's to be avoided at all costs. And if you're caught up in it, you need to overcome it. But we're not strictly talking about that this morning. We're talking about the place that some other woman, not necessarily a particular woman, maybe it can be, and by the way, this applies both ways. This applies to both the husband and the wife. Just the lie that you allow to exist in your heart of, as I mentioned last night, if only. What would have happened if I had married that other guy? And if you allow that to exist in your heart, what would it be like to be with, and I don't even know the names of the supermodels, when I was a boy, third grade, my first celebrity love, Farrah Fawcett. And I never even saw her. I went to public school, and the other guys in third grade kept talking about Farrah Fawcett, so I fell in love with somebody. You know, they had her picture and stuff, and it was all decent. But, and so I had this, you know, wow, what would it be like? And of course, what am I, 10 years old? And how old is she? But you allow that lie into your heart. What would it be like? Here's the thing. A specific woman. Now let's move it into our church realm a little bit. We have to be very careful because there can be a woman in your own church, and she may not even know, sir, that she has crept into your heart, but you just really like it when you pass her in the lobby. You have to guard that with everything you have. You have to say, there is no room in my heart. The strange woman is a constant threat. No man should consider himself immune. The strange woman is a destroyer. The strange woman is a lie of Satan. I heard a woman interviewed one time who was, it was a ministry that was fighting pornography. This is probably 20 years ago. And I'll never forget her saying that the whole pornography industry, what they are trying to sell you is, with a picture, the lie of, I want you. Now, she didn't even mean in context, she didn't even mean in a physical, sexual way. Just, yes, I'd really like to meet you. I want to be your friend. From the way she's looking at you in a picture, it's a lie. Can I remind you, sir? Next time you're tempted to look at some picture of a beautiful woman and how she's, you know, I would try to imitate her look, but you'll lose your breakfast, some of you, so. But that look, and she's looking at you. Please remember, she's looking at a camera. Probably the photo's being taken by a gay photographer. And we have to be brought back to our senses because men are so stupid. Oh, yeah, she doesn't even know I exist. It's a lie of Satan. The strange woman is your enemy. That beautiful actress, that seductive pop singer, that model that everybody wants, she is selling herself to get men to lust after her and at some point pay money. That's a whore. Any woman who would steal a man from his wife is a whore. You're being defeated by the strange woman if you're letting any woman but your wife appeal to you emotionally. Homes begin to decay when husbands or wives allow themselves to have an emotional connection with someone besides their spouse. And this may happen inside of churches more than it does outside of church. Why? Because we develop these godly, close fellowship connections. And as soon as you start in your life in general to slide into a carnal place, not walking in the Spirit, what used to be fellowship can become lust. And again, I don't mean primarily the way she looks stirs up lustful thoughts or impure thoughts. I'm talking about lust as in I really enjoy talking to her. So much more than I do my wife. Why can't my wife communicate with me like that? And those thoughts, you know, Satan doesn't take us down on the first blow. I believe Satan will work on you for 20 years if he has to get you to the place where he can make the death blow. The strange woman. Now you say, well, maybe some of you ladies are saying, and some of you men, this is making me real uncomfortable because this seems like the kind of subject matter that ought to be reserved for a split session. And here's why it's not. I do have this same message in a split session format, and believe me, it's not nearly as tame. Here's why I bring it to all of us together. Because if we're going to win this thing, we got to win it as a team. Husbands and wives have to work together to keep the strange woman out. Now let me give you this thought real quick before we jump into the heart of the lesson here. Why does the Bible address the man? All those verses that I read to you about the strange woman, there's not a single verse in Proverbs that says, now you knock it off, strange woman. It doesn't address her one time. Wouldn't you think one time there'd be a verse in Proverbs to say, hey, get out of here, you whore? Nope. It addresses the man. Why is that? Listen carefully. And I hope this doesn't sound, I hope we're above the culture enough to be able to look at facts as they are without getting our feelings hurt. Adam and Eve teach us that woman's weakness tends to be curiosity. And man's weakness tends to be woman. My opinion, Adam probably never would have gone near that tree. He didn't care. And Satan knew it. Her weakness was curiosity. Only reason Adam took a bite of the fruit was because the most gorgeous thing he'd ever seen was holding it out to him. And he couldn't say no. And so I stand by that statement. I believe a woman's weakness tends to be curiosity. A man's weakness tends to be woman. So that's why I believe that the Bible addresses the man, not the strange woman. So here's the question that we're going to answer now for the next 10 minutes and we'll be done. How do you attack the strange woman together? And every wife is saying, with a long knife. No, that's not the answer. First, keep a spiritual climate at home. That's hard work. Keep a spiritual, I'm not talking about a put on plastic playing Christian thing. Do you have a climate in your home where at any given moment, mom or dad could say, hey, could we all sit down together and just pray about something? Without the whole family going, huh? Like you're talking a foreign language. You know, mom gets a phone call and says, Mrs. So-and-so in church just found out that she's got cancer and it's bad. Could we just take 2 minutes and pray for her? That climate we have to work to cultivate that. Keep a spiritual climate at home. Work at staying deeply in love with each other. It takes work. It takes work. It takes work to stay in love with God. I don't know how he continues to love me. I really don't. But he does. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. It doesn't take work for him to stay in love with me. I mean, it should. I sure make it hard for him. I do. But I have to work at it to keep the passion alive in my heart, even for God. Not because he's not worthy of it, but because I'm so weak. So if it takes work for me to keep the fire going in my heart for the Lord, who is perfect, the epitome of perfection and greatness, it shouldn't be an insult to my spouse, to my wife, for me to say, she should not take it as an insult, for her to hear me say, I have to work to stay in love with her. If I have to work to stay in love with God, doesn't it make sense that I would have to work to keep my heart passionately in love with a human being? And even though she is the most perfect woman on this planet, the Bible says she's flawed. I have yet to see any of those flaws, but the Bible says she's flawed. But it doesn't take work because she, according to the Bible, is a sinner. It takes work because I'm flawed. And my heart doesn't know how to love with perfect love. So it takes work. It always takes work to keep the fire of love burning. And listen, when a man or a woman says they have fallen out of love, they are confessing that they are emotionally lazy. Work at staying deeply in love. Pray for each other and pray for yourself. Don't wait for trouble to show up. If you've discovered a note from a secret admirer towards your husband or your wife, well, you'd get right on it. You'd say, man, we're in trouble. Don't wait till you get to that point. Pray for them every day. Lord, I pray for my husband today. Keep his mind on me. Well, you first, and then me. Lord, I pray for my wife today. Help her, Lord, please. And then, by the way, back that prayer up with action. Be the aggressor in expressing your love in as many ways as you can. Well, he'll just get sick of it. I promise you he won't. He may not even acknowledge it, but he's not sick of it. He may answer with, But he will not get sick of you telling him that you love him. He will not get sick of an uninvited kiss. Every morning, it's part of my time with the Lord. I have a number of things that I do every day to strive to keep myself in the right place all the way around. And one of the things on my prayer list is this prayer, and I'll read it for you, but I could say it from memory, this is what I pray every day among 100 other things. Lord, I pray that the thought of any woman but Amy would be repulsive to me today. And I don't mean lustful thought. I mean, obviously it includes that, but that's not it. I don't want to meet any woman today and think, no. Lord, I pray that the thought of any woman but Amy would be repulsive to me today. Pray for each other, pray for yourself. Keep the romantic flame burning. We read Proverbs 5:18-19. That's a verse that I'm not sure I read ever unless it's married couples or just single or married men alone. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant row. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Do you know what ravished means? Definition: delighted to ecstasy. What do you think he's telling us there? And that's how, strange woman, you kidding me? That's when you do say, get out of here, you whore. I don't have time for you. Now, don't, that's not the way to talk to her. Just walk away. But you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing when you see that TV commercial with that giddy woman who's getting paid to act, by the way. And you think, oh, why can't my wife be like that? It wouldn't be a bad thing for you to think, no, that's a harlot. That's a paid person trying to entice me into liking her. I want no part of that. Let's turn that off. Now, let me get to some hard things. We're almost done. Let me get to some tough things right here. If your wife, sir, is not physically attractive to you, I want to remind you of three things. Number one, you have bought the lie that some other woman's body would be more physically satisfying than your wife's. Because, man, they made her look so good when that cameraman took that picture. They made, and then if the picture didn't come out right, they brushed it up and they just made her look like a goddess. And surely it would be more satisfying to be with her than, no, it's a lie. And you bought into that lie. Pop culture sold you something. Satan sold you something and you bought it, sucker. And that's what's true if you think any other woman's body would be more physically fulfilling to you than your wife's. If your wife is not physically attractive to you, you have let Satan distract your attention from your wife's soul. That's the woman you love. That's the woman that you have grown with for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You are one. Twain shall become one flesh. The Bible says several times. And yet you have let yourself be distracted to see some picture, some actress that makes you think, oh, wow, and look, that hair. Oh, and that accent. I mean, we're so, and by the way, this is why I'm talking to the men. Ladies, you got your issues. But this is why I'm talking to the men. And all of us together, because, by the way, because the Bible talks to the men. Proverbs talks to the men. Third thing, if your wife is not physically attractive to you, oh man, hold on. If she's ugly in the inside, sir, it's your fault. At the very least, you let her get that way, and very possibly you made her that way. You treat her like trash. I know a man, bless his heart, he trashed two marriages, two sets of children. And I didn't know this about him until I got to know him better personally. He just treats everybody. He doesn't talk to them at all. Silent treatment all the time. If he doesn't want to deal with something, he just does not talk. He'll talk to strangers. He'll talk to others. And after I'd heard him trash, especially his second wife, and I was sympathizing with him a little bit, and then I got to know him and I said, you know what? How long did she have to live with you not talking to her? Anybody would lose their mind. Living with a man that will not talk to you. If she's gotten ugly on the inside, that's your fault. Wives, keep your home free of suggestive pictures. Catalogs, you be the cop. We had a rule, especially when my son was growing up, we had a rule that my wife gets the mail. Why? Because you never know what they're going to send you in the mail. You never know what is going to be on the front cover of an advertisement that you didn't even ask for. So she'd go to the mailbox and she'd throw the junk out if it was there before anybody else could see it. Keep your home free of suggestive pictures. Don't assume anything is innocent. That's true with your husband. That's true with your sons. and have a good spirit about it. I'm not saying treat them, you know, treat the men in your life like they're a bunch of perverts. I don't mean that. But I do mean understand, hey, this could get my son off course. You know, the whole phone thing is a completely different conversation. But keep your home free of suggestive pictures. Husbands, trust your wife's radar. We've had a rule, and be quite frank with you, I had to learn this the hard way early on. Because I just love everybody. I just trust everybody. And early on, my wife would come to me and say, that woman that visited today, I go, what? She's a soul created in God's image. We need to love her to the Lord. Not anymore. If my wife says, watch out for her, then I say, you reach her. I'll reach her husband. If she's single, I'll refer her to you. I'll get your attention and say, hon, come on over. Let's talk to so-and-so here. Now, of course, I'm talking as a pastor, but this is true for everybody. Do not let these special relationships develop. And if your wife says, and by the way, sir, your wife ought to be able to say, hon, that lady, she's just a lot too friendly with the men. And would you, if you love me, would you do me a big favor and just stay close to me? Or she comes to you and I'm not around, just kindly walk away. You say, that's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous if you want to guard against the strange woman. Lastly, be accountable to each other. Help each other in your struggles. Build. Don't blame. Don't blame. Be patient. By the way, the thing, you know, I'm talking about the strange woman today, but it can work both ways. A husband can be concerned that, you know what, you really laugh it up when you're with Mr. So-and-so, and I know I'm not funny and he is, but, you know, you just seem to enjoy it a little bit too much. Could we talk about that? Build each other. Help each other in your struggles. Be able to talk about things. Now, look, there are volumes. There are all kinds of materials out there being written that go on for hours and hours and hours on this subject matter, and we just talked about it for 35 minutes. So there's no way that we covered every single angle of this, but I'll tell you, if you begin with what we talked about in the last 30 minutes, you'll be stronger than you were. Do you really want, and man, it happens, and no one is exempt. Do you really want your kids to be 10 and 12 and 14 years old and all of a sudden watch their parents' marriage ripped apart? No, you don't. But it does happen. It happens in churches. It happens to the best of believers. It can happen to you. And there's a reason God gave us a warning. Sir, rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Father, help us, please. Very sensitive subject matter this morning. And I would much rather preach or teach on love and so forth. And we'll do that later. But Lord, marriages are being destroyed because of what we discussed for over the last few minutes. And I just pray that you'd please help us, make us strong, keep us strong. Help us to take this seriously for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.